You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 98.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード98番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we are two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So today we're talking about what do we do when we get sick?
そうです。今日のテーマは、病気になった時にどうするか、何をするかっていうことについて話したいと思います。
So Yasuko, first I have to say, one of the things that I really don't like about going to like a Japanese doctor, this is a memory that I have from childhood, is the medicine is like a powder form that comes in this like little paper envelope. すっごい飲みづらい。Like I do not like to like have a mouthful of powder.
なるほどね。全然あるね、やっぱこっちね、それは。
I've never had that here in the States.
え、マジで？粉薬ってないんだ。
ない。Not even like, you know, like in Japan, igusuri, like the over-the-counter antacids that you would take in Japan, a lot of them are kona, right? They come in a little container and they're powder and you have to take a little spoonful and put it in your mouth. That would, I mean, you would never find that here.
なるほどね。まあ、容器に入ってて、スプーンですくって飲む粉っていうのは、もう最近はあまりないね、それはね。ただ、確かにちーちゃんの言う通り、igusuriは基本的にその over-the-counters で薬局で買うような薬を買うと確かにほぼ粉で袋に入ってて、
yes.
それをないんだね。日本はもう本当多い、あの胃薬と風邪薬はあるね、
yeah.
未だにね。
Yeah, they come in powder form. It freaked me out.
どうやって飲んだ？
I think I suffered through it, but it feels like you're kind of inhaling and swallowing. I don't know. Like, it's really hard.
It is hard.
But it's nice.
So, I think for me, it's still hard because I always get mixed up. Like, which one should I put in my mouth first? Is it a powder medicine or is it the water?
え、どっち？
毎回違う気がする、未だに。
There's no, like, standard practice of, like, this is how you do this.
I don't think so. I mean, like, when you put the powder in first, it sticks inside your mouth, right? It's like,
right.
すごい粉粉になって、ケホケホ。
気持ち悪いよね。
そうそうそうそう。で、水入れて、ちょっとブクブクしながら飲み込むんだけど、それか、水を先に入れるとさ、you have to ずっと上を向いて、粉をパラパラって入れて、it floats on the water inside your mouth.
Right? You have your chin lifted, you've got water in your mouth, and you're pouring the powder, and it's just floating on top.
そうそうそう。
It's very awkward and weird.
それは気づかなかったね。
I hated it when I was in Japan and had to take like powdered medicine.
もともとはさ、漢方とか、the Chinese herbal medicine from rooted plants and stuff, 結構粉が多い気がするんだよね。And so, I think that's why we still have those powder medicines. But that's so true.
So my parents were just visiting and my dad had brought Seirogan. Which is a stomach medicine that you would take when your stomach's upset, but it's really smelly.
そうなんだよね。
And he had just taken a few and put it like in a Ziploc bag and then like he wrapped it up and whatnot. But then he came over and he's like, oh yeah, all my clothes smell bad. And I'm like, why would you bring it?
Oh my gosh. And he took it out of the bottle?
Yeah, and he put it like in a little Ziploc bag and he tried to seal it to keep it from smelling.
Oh, not good, not good.
This is a really popular effective medicine, but it smells so bad that it made all his clothes smell.
Oh,出しちゃダメだよね。確かに。全部が匂う。どんなにジップロックしても。
Yeah. So like those are the things I remember, especially from childhood, is like the powdered medicine, the seirogan, and how smelly it was.
What I remember is that you always like ビオヘルミンをいつもポリポリ食べてた記憶があるんだけど。
Yes. Because I always had stomach aches.
そうだけどさ、やっこの中でお薬ってさ、やっぱお薬を飲まないともうどうしようもないっていう時にしか飲まないから、mm-hmm. ちいちゃんがポリポリお菓子のようにだびっくりした。
I did! I used to eat antacids all the time because my stomach was always upset. But that's why I'm gluten, dairy, and egg-free now because I don't have those problems anymore now that I've eliminated those foods.
ああ、そういうことか。あ、じゃあよかったね。
でも、I ate them all the time. Like, it was like all day long, every day.
そうでしょ。そう、そう、なんかさ、遊びに行くと何回かこう、ビオイルにポリポリポリみたいな感じ。ちいちゃん、そんなポリポリ食べてるね、いいのって思いながらね、I was always in shock, you know, when you ate them. でも、後になって分かったのが、ビオフェルミンってそうやって飲んでいいらしいんだよね。
Yeah, and that's how antacids are here too, is you can just chew, you can eat them because they often have calcium and some other things, so they don't have a lot of bad side effects.
なるほどね。
You know, the other big difference I remember from childhood is how you take your temperature. So in my household in Japan, obviously we were a Japanese household, so we had one, our thermometer was in Celsius and not Fahrenheit, so I only know body temperature by Celsius.
それも不便だね。
でも日本だと、like how do you take your temperature with a thermometer? Like where do you put the thermometer?
ああ、thermometer があります。はい。で、それを取り出してね、脇の下に入れる時と、
はい、
こう口の中に入れる時と、どっちだろうって思いながら。
You mix it up.
Yeah, because sometimes I don't know which type, and I don't take my temperature that often.I only take it when I'm really sick.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm not like in my usual... ぼーっとしてんだよね、要はね、熱があるから。なんで、ぼーっとしてるから、こう取り出して、あ、どっちだっけなと思いながら、まあ、とりあえず脇の下に突っ込むみたいな。そんな感じなんだけど、sometimes, あれ口の中だっけと思って、どっちだか分かんなくなっちゃうけど、it's like, 一家に一個しかないじゃん。
Yeah.
And so, I'm not the only one who's using it.
Right.
And Jan or my family.Member uses it. And so I'm like, まず消毒してウェットティッシュで拭いて、
はい、
たまに口の中入れるけど、なんか間違ってるかもしれないね。
So you actually clean it because you don't know where it's been and you don't know which way to, where to put it.
え、ちいちゃんどっち?
Well, okay, so my understanding is in Japan, 脇の下に入れる。Like you put it under your armpit.
はいはいはい。
But that's not the way we typically take temperature here in the States. It almost always goes in your mouth.
あ、そうなの?
Yeah, so when I was a child...You know, because I was in a Japanese household, I was used to, one, the Celsius thermometer, and I was used to putting it under my arm. But then you're, like, at the nurse's office or the doctor's office, and they stick it in your mouth, you know, and you're like, oh. But it's, yeah, it's different. Like, I've never had taken my temperature under my arm ever anywhere else besides my house.
本当?じゃあそれで間違えちゃってんのかもしれないね、やっこ。
で最近になって、they have the one that they take a temperature through your ear. Like it's like a mechanical device that like, they put in your ear and it takes it really quickly.
はいはい、はい、
でもその前は it was always under your tongue.
Oh, so maybe that's why I'm like all mixed up.
maybe.
だって、そうそう、正直覚えてないもんね。その子供の時に。アメリカで医者に行ってどうやって測ってたかとか覚えてないし、
yeah.
日本でもあんまり薬行かないから実際どうなってたっけってなっちゃうんだよね。
Yeah. These are the funny little differences that cause embarrassing moments, right? Especially when you're a child.
、まあ、の説明書読めば書いてあるんだろうけど、
yeah.
考えもしなかった。もう粉薬から体温計からいやちいちゃんさすがちょっと気がつくところが面白いね。
Well, I was a very sickly child.
まあ、そう、まあ、それはなるほどね。違いを感じるなっていうのがあるとしたらちょっとあの薬とかから外れちゃうんだけど歯ブラシだよね。
Oh, they're so different.
そう、アメリカに行ってやこね、あんまり日本から歯ブラシを持っていかないんだよね。で、アメリカ行った時は現地で買ってそんな高くないじゃん、はい、だからそれを使うんだけど、yeah. とにかくでかいじゃん。
Yeah, the toothbrushes are much bigger here than they are in Japan.
そう
I feel like the toothbrush headthat has the bristle portion is almost twice as large as toothbrushes in Japan.
そうそうそう。2倍は大きいね。 もう3倍って言ってもおかしくないかもしれない。
Because 日本の歯ブラシって I feel like you brush like one tooth at a time.
まあそれがいいとされてるけどね。でもヤッコはね結構アメリカのあのでっかい歯ブラシ好きなんだよね。こう一気にいけるじゃん。もうジャジャジャジャジャジャでこういっぱいカバーできるから。
Yeah. And the funny thing is though, like my parents, when they go to Japan, they never bring their toothbrush or toothpaste because it's always provided in hotels. But if you come to the U.S., there will not be a toothbrush and toothpaste for you.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
あ、そうだったっけ?
Yeah, like you can go to the counter usually and ask for one and they'll usually have some, but they don't supply it in your room.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Also, you can actually ask for one if you need one.
Yeah, usually they'll have extra amenities like that for you, but it's not provided automatically like they are in Japan.
その情報、ロスジャパリスナーにはすごくいいと思う。なんかいや確かにちーちゃんの言う通り日本のホテルは必ずついてるから、mm-hmm. そんないいやつじゃないけど必ずついてて、mm-hmm. だから歯ブラシって持ってかないと思うんだけどこだわりがなければさ、mm-hmm. だけどアメリカ行ってじゃあお部屋にはないと備え付けられてないけど、mm-hmm. でもフロントでちょうだいって言えばもらえるってことね
Most of the time, yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Mm. Sometimes what they'll have is a vending machine where you can purchase, depending on the hotel, there might be a vending machine where you can actually purchase some of your toiletries.
そういうのも置いてある時もある。あ、そこに vending machine があるんだ。
Sometimes.
Okay, okay.
So vending machines, you'll always see them at hotels. They'll usually be like a soda and water machine. And then occasionally near the front desk, there might be a snack and occasionally a amenities like toiletries. Machine.
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I get this question a lot and I need to ask you. 日本だとさ、肩こりってあるじゃん。
はい。
で、肩こりって英語でなんて言うのって聞かれるの。
There is no such thing as 肩こり in the States. First of all, let me just explain what it is. It's when your muscles on your neck and the top of your shoulders are incredibly tight and you've got knots in your shoulders. In Japan, it's considered an illness. Like you would get a diagnosis of katakuri and then, you know, you get massages and there's different massagers and things like that that you can, you know, get for your katakuri. But here it's just like, oh, you just have tight shoulders, tight muscles. It's not really considered like a medical condition.
なるほど、タイトを使うんだね。タイト、筋肉が固まってるっていう感じなんだね。That is true. Every day, everywhere, everybody is talking about 肩こり. And as you said, we do have diagnosis of 肩こり sometimes when it's really bad. And there's medicine and stuff like that for that as well. And まあ結構尻尾を張ったり、なんか塗り薬でススするやつとか、そういうのは別に医者行かなくてもやってる人はいるけど。肩こりなんてないっていう感覚なんだ。
Well, it does exist. I mean, like, people have it, but we don't really have a name for it in the same way.
なるほどね。
Like, we'll say, oh, I've got knots in my neck, or I've got knots in my shoulders.
あ、knots も使う。結び目だよね、knots って。
Yes. So that's how we would explain it, but 肩こりっていうそういうきっぱりした名前はないんだよね。
なるほど。Okay, okay. So that's another thing for our listeners. 今日は日本のリスナーにとってはかなり情報たっぷりですよ。
Yeah, that's a funny one because in Japan they have so many tools and different things like the little rubber ball that you can bang on your shoulders, you know. Like there's so many different things for it. And because I don't know if it's just maybe it's more common or maybe it's...
I don't know why, but...なんでだろうね。すごい肩こりの話は常に誰でもするし、そのちーちゃんが言った通り、肩こりグッズはもうめっちゃいっぱいあるよね。
Well, and the thing is, like, I used to have really bad 肩こり and I actually switched my pillow to the...
そば柄か。なるほどね。
そば柄、yes, yes.
はいはい。
And it's helped so much.
Oh, really?
Right, which is a Japanese kind of a product, right? So then I'm like, why is 肩こり so common in Japan? Maybe people need to go back to the old school pillows.
それで良くなったんだね。
It's helped a lot.
なんかジェネリックなのかな?
Okay, so here's my other theory, because what's happening in the United States, at least, I'm sure it's happening everywhere, is people are using cell phones. And so they're holding their cell phone in front of them, but they're kind of like bent over their cell phone. So they're straining their necks a lot more. So there's a lot more like injury, if you will, from the technology that we use and trying to get it to be more ergonomically correct. But I wonder too, in Japan, because you study so much, because there's so much paperwork, there's so much like desk work where you're kind of hunched over a table. And yes. I wonder if, like, those are the kinds of positions that I think cause katakori.
まあ、それは絶対原因としてはあると思うね。デスクワークが多かったり、最近はね、携帯見て、基本的に首が前に曲がってるっていうのが肩こりの原因の一つだとは思うから。ね、だからそれはでも全世界、ね、今の時代みんなそうだからね。まあ、でも肩こりだけじゃないっていうのもあるよね。腰が痛いとかよく言ってるからなんか凝ってるっていう話をよくするからね。
Well, we'd love to know, first of all, if you have katakori and if that is something that you resonate with, because it, like we said, it's more common in Japan in terms of as language than it is here in the States. But if you've noticed any like weird differences in how to take care of yourself while you're sick between Japan and the United States, we'd love to hear from you. Hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
はい、今日は病気になった時っていうテーマで話してきましたけれども、いろんなシチュエーションあると思います。皆さん海外行った時に困ったことなどなど気づきがあればシェアしていただけると嬉しいです。
Well, thanks so much for listening and we look forward to talking with you guys all next week.
はい、ご視聴ありがとうございました。それではまた来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review. For more Lost in Japan English, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたり、レビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたら、ぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。